So, how are you?
Good, good. It's a beautiful day. I'm here with you, being able to talk about this stuff. It's a good day. God has blessed me today.
Yeah, you seem to have that attitude in all of the videos that I watched on your site last night. How long has Rise Up Jerusalem been a YouTube channel?
About 3 years. So I started it junior year of high school.
Junior year in high school. When did you first, when did you first think that this was going to be a thing and you were going to keep doing it?
Oh, honestly, I didn't even know that like Catholic YouTube was a thing. I thought I was one of the first people, and turns out there are a million people. But once I started, because if you look so far back in my content, I started off as a podcast with some friends. And once I finally, so when I was about to go to college, I took every dollar I got from my graduation, and I invested in a camera and a Mac computer. And I was like, all right, at this time, I'm going to start doing vlogging, and I'm going to put it out once a week, and let's see what happens. So at that point, I was like, you know what? Let's just go all in. Let's start making some content, and God's will be done at that point.
Well, you've made a lot of content. You have over 1,000 subscribers. Did that have anything to do with the synod on the Utes?
I feel like it did. After I did the interview with Raymond Arroyo a couple of weeks ago on his show World Over Live,
Yep.
I got so many more subscribers. People started saying like, "Oh my goodness, there's actually young people who care about the church. What is this?"
Now, before you did the Arroyo interview, had you already you been made contact with about going to the synod in Rome?
I didn't personally go to the synod. I just did the online information. I actually tried to. So they had a social media group and for a bunch of different languages, and then they had a group specifically in Rome. I actually tried to contact people who were running the synod to see if I could go and vlog the synod that was going on back before all of the document got put out and it got really weird. Asking if I could go and just vlog the entire thing to try to show youth what's going on, and they're like, "No, we're good."
So there is a Facebook group, a response to the final document of the pre-synod, 2018. And the description is, we are a group of young Catholics who are passionate about practicing and living our faith in adherence to the magisterium and catechism of the Catholic Church. In light of the process and discussions from the English language Facebook group for the synod on the Utes, we have formed organically and spontaneously in response to our unrepresented or underrepresented pleas for greater adherence to and promotion of reverence for liturgical practice, both in the ordinary and extraordinary forms of the Mass, renewed and enhanced practice of the Church's ancient devotions, promotion of the desires of the young Church, and for a more thorough and demanding explanations and teachings for the young and the doctrines and dogmas of the Catholic Church. So apparently, your plea was ignored.
Yeah, I mean, they asked us, it wasn't so much a plea, it was what they asked us to tell us. So on the original like pre-synod document, when we were doing these surveys, when they pretty much just put out a Facebook post and said, "Hey, we want your opinion on this," and they put out 15 different questions, everything from how can the church serve youth today, what are places that the church should go to meet young people, what is your relationship with God, and who do you think you are, what is your relationship with technology, literally all these questions, and they just said, "Give us your opinions," and we gave them our opinions. And we were misrepresented and kind of left out. So, like the big one that we put in our mission statement that you read is the desire for reverence in the Mass, which so many people mentioned. We want reverence in the Mass. There should be, even if it's not a call back to the extraordinary form, there should at least be a return to what is the proper reverence in the Mass, back to not the wording of Vatican II, but the general spirit of what Vatican II called for. And that just was not all mentioned. They mention it one time, a call to reverence, but then in the same paragraph in the full document, they also mention that a lot of young people want church teaching changed. So, I mean, if you're going to do that and say, well, some people say this, but other people say this, that's not representing the vast majority of people who are saying something.
That's to me, okay, so we want church teaching to change. Now, there's a reason why old people get wrinkles, and many of them are called wise. And it's because they've actually lived the life and they may have seen how a tradition actually produces the good, the true, and the beautiful. And they
Amen.
may also have witnessed what does not produce the good, the true, and the beautiful.